Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 21st, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber coming off a weekend with a very major snowstorm, sitting in our home office today with a beautiful day outside and looking forward to sharing a perspective from God's Word in our Daily Encouragement Net devotional series. Today's message is titled, The Original Christmas Song. And that original song is found in Luke 2, verse 14.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
What is your favorite Christmas hymn? I would imagine that a variety of hymns would be nominated if such a poll were taken among Christians. In a sense, your selection might depend upon your age, geographic region you're from, or even denominational background. But I'm quite sure that any top 10 Christmas carol list would include songs such as O Come All Ye Faithful, Silent Night, and Joy to the World. Each of these are older classic hymns written hundreds of years ago which have been sung for centuries to express faith by multiple generations and in various cultures.
But what was the original Christmas song? Actually, there was an expression of praise by Mary while she carried Jesus in her womb. That's found in Luke 1, 46-55, and we have a link to that site. Many have called this Mary's song or the Magnificat.
However, the first song heralding Christ's birth is a brief snippet of angelic praise found in the daily text, and I read it again. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The angelic host had specifically come down from heaven to offer this praise concert in the presence of the shepherds and immediately returned to heaven when it was completed. I wonder how different heaven was when they returned, and yet the Son of God remained. It was a very different historic moment for the angelic host who had known him only in his place in heaven. He who is always present with God in the highest is now descended with the lowly. It's a wonderful line from our Christmas musical express. The holy and lowly will finally embrace. For love has a heartbeat and grace has a face. How grateful we are for the fully divine and fully human personhood of Jesus who sacrificed his all for us.
This angelic praise indeed expresses the essence of the message of Christ's birth. It was great cause for praise and rejoicing. The angels knew it, but man did not grasp the full meaning of Christ's incarnation. That would come in time and really be fully realized on Resurrection Day.
Our Lord's coming surely brought glory to the Father and expressed God's good will toward men. Peter expressed this goodwill when he wrote regarding the extent of God's salvation offer to all who repent and receive his free gift. That's in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, where we read, The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
And finally, it's so obvious that this fallen and broken world needs peace. Wars and rumors of war abound. Conflict continues to rage in many places, from hearts to homes to international relations. But the very heart of the Christmas message is one of peace. Peace in the hearts of men and women, boys and girls. I believe fundamentally the peace the angels referred to is the same as the Apostle Paul later wrote about in Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Or as it was expressed by Charles Wesley, God and sinners reconciled.
As we sing our songs of praise and worship to God this Christmas season, let us thoughtfully rejoice in the true meaning of Christmas. It's easy to sing the Christmas carols without giving much thought to the words, since we've sung them from memory for years. Instead, let us carefully consider the message of each hymn text. As we do so, it will keep us mindful of God's peace and goodwill for our lives, not just at Christmas, but during our entire brief earthly pilgrimage.
Let's pray together. Glory to God in the highest. The Latin expression the angels echoed from heavens, glory in excelsis Deo, is also the refrain from our hearts this Christmas. Although more than 2,000 years has passed since that glorious announcement was hailed to the shepherds in the fields, Father, we continue to sing its refrain in our celebration of Christ's wondrous birth. May we never cease to be in awe and wonder of your coming to earth to become the Son of Man, so that we could become sons of God.
Amen. And toward the end, there was a famous quote of C.S. Lewis in Brooke Sage Prayer. Well, thank you for joining us today for our daily encouragement message. And it is a beautiful Monday morning. The sun is shining. It's brisk and cold. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message, again, we've prepared for Monday, December 21st, 2009. We share that because there is material we just can't share in an audio format, and we want to advise you where more information is, including quite a few pictures of the storm and the aftermath, one taken as recently as this morning, in fact. And if you care to go to our site, you can look at those. Today, we also have posted the remaining two songs from our Christmas musical that Brooke Sage directed last weekend, not yesterday, in which we canceled church, but the weekend before. It's a beautiful, beautiful musical, and all songs are now up on the site. I've posted them over the last few days. They're all posted as links, by the way, to a YouTube video that a friend of ours, Mike Martin, prepared. Finally today, let me point out a very personal note. In just a couple of hours, I will be going into the hospital for surgery at Hershey Medical Center. It's a repair of an abdominal hernia I have dealt with since probably grade school, and I recall it specifically when I first had this problem, which has been repaired before and just kind of a lifetime issue. It was in a little league baseball game. I was playing first base, and a base runner came, and we collided, and I woke up in the night and discovered I had a lump in the middle of my belly. And well, anyway, once again, this time I hope they use mesh. They didn't use mesh about 15 years ago when I had it repaired. It didn't hold. So anyway, I appreciate your prayers. There will be people that will read or listen to our material, I'm sure, that will pray for me. Let me point out that we do hope and expect to resume daily encouragement soon. I probably will not do so tomorrow, and I think I may have to stay overnight, particularly since I have one of the later surgeries today. Brooke Sage is laughing.
Well, definitely not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. She's laughing. Okay. Excuse me. Well, it'll probably be a couple of days. We actually have some ideas for the week. It's something we certainly want to do on the week of Christmas, at least have another message or two. So we're willing. Thursday or Friday, we'll be back, able to share a brief challenge and perspective encouragement from God's Word. Well, thank you for taking the time to listen to us today. We are grateful for your interest in our ministry, and we are grateful for the opportunity to minister in these various means over the internet. Have a blessed day and a merry, blessed Christmas.